The following program is paid for by Glazer & Associates. The views and opinions expressed in this content do not reflect those of 850 WFTL.
Good morning and welcome back to Conda Craze and HOA. Good morning. And welcome back to Conda Craze and HOAs. We're here each Sunday at 11 on 850 WFTL in South Florida. I'm Karen Curtis, and we're here again today with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Sachs PA. Eric is board certified by the Florida Bar in Condominium and Plan Development Law. Just a handful of attorneys are board certified. The firm has attorneys in Fort Lauderdale, also Orlando and Tallahassee, and we're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. And we'd love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your condo and HOA questions. No matter where you are in the state, give us a call right here in the studio, toll free, for free advice from a board certified attorney, 877-850-8585. The phones are full right now, so if you get a busy signal, you're going to have to wait. But again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condacrazenhoas.com and click on the email the show tab.
All right, good morning or afternoon, everybody. If you're a fan of the show, you'd like to read our blogs and newsletters, just make sure to go to our website, condacrazenhoas.com. Join our email list. By joining our email list, you're going to get announcements about the show, our blogs, our seminars, our newsletters. We keep you updated on the law and a whole lot more. Of course, every Monday we do a new blog at hoa-condoblog.com. And tomorrow's topic, all about material alterations.
Nah.
Hey, before we start, today is a big day in my family. My father-in-law, Max, who's, check this out, almost 80 years old.
Yay!
Is marrying his beautiful bride, Lisa.
Yep. Oh, that's fantastic.
That's right. We have a fantastic ceremony and a dinner planned
for
you, tonight.
Are you going to be the officiator?
How about Brandon being the best man?
Oh, my God.
Isn't that awesome? Yeah,
fantastic.
Right. So, really, we're looking forward to a great time tonight. And I got to say this, you know, from the bottom of my heart, it's really amazing that at 80 years old, my father-in-law thinks he finally met the perfect woman.
Hey,
and I'm really happy for him. But I think I speak on behalf of all married men when I say, I love you, but you probably have the onset of dementia. You know, there are pills out there that can help, but... You need to start taking them now. I'll hold your hand, and I'll even take you to the doctor. I'll drive, okay? You know, here's a guy, by God, who was home free, and now he has to get permission to change the goddamn channel on the remote. He was home free. But bottom line, no, they know I'm kidding. Max and Lisa know I'm joking. I love them both dearly, and I wish the two of them only health, happiness, a long life together, and I look forward to being
really
with them tonight. Should be fantastic. Absolutely. Okay.
Yeah, let me tell you.
What's in the news, Karen?
Well, before we start, you know, I don't know if you saw the Trump retweeted Antoine Tucker. He's running against AOC in New York, and he's, like, totally exposing the lie that's going on with the Democrats. But I know you were born and raised in Brooklyn, as was he. And do you feel that when you see – what do you feel when you see what's happening in New York and how it seems the quality of life is going down, just down the drain?
Isn't it unbelievable what you're watching on TV?
There's a thing on Netflix called Fear City. And mm-hmm. I think we're going back to that. That was from the 70s.
You can call it Fear City instead of New York City. Absolutely. So a little background here. Some of you may know from 1985 to 89, I worked at the Brooklyn District Attorney's Office. And part of my job was literally going to the roughest and toughest neighborhoods in Brooklyn, banging on doors of the criminal defendants at their home and asking them why they haven't completed their community service sentences.
God.
And, hey, do you want to go back to jail now? Yeah, I was, you know, tough guy.
You're lucky
between
they didn't
18
blow
and 22.
You away.
Exactly. It was insane, Karen. And, by the way, this was during the crack epidemic in the city. I would basically pull up to crack houses and go in. It was absolutely insane.
Man, you need to write a book.
Yeah, beyond dangerous. But so in 1989, when I finished NYU, time to go to law school, and I got accepted to the University of Miami, and I looked at New York at the time, and I said, New York's done. There's no future here for me and my fiance at the time and to start a family. New York was done, and I really saw no future in New York City, and I really envisioned it was over and done with and no place to raise a family.
So in hindsight, do you think you were right?
Well,
was that pre-Rudy Giuliani?
That was pre-Giuliani, right. So here's what I know, exactly. New York City remained a disaster. It was a disaster under Democratic leadership until 1994, And then people got smart. Giuliani was elected the mayor. And you know what his first role was, Karen? To give back power to the police. He understood you can't have a great city and a safe city if the inmates are running the asylum and the streets are dangerous. So the first thing he did, gave the police their powers back, instituted stop and frisk, right? That was a policy that took thousands and thousands of guns off the street and helped the citizens in the most dangerous communities the most. Crime plummeted. Now, Giuliani was there for 8 years, and what he did in 8 years can only be described as freaking miraculous. And, of course, he became America's mayor after 9/11. And then in came Bloomberg. And to Bloomberg's credit, he came in 2002, and he was there for 12 years, and he kept these Giuliani policies in place during his 12-year term.
So for like a 20-year period under Republican mayors, New York City bounced back.
Yeah, not only did it bounce back, Karen, race relations were better. The city was safe. The city was clean. Homelessness was under control. I would go back after I moved as a tourist, and I would actually say to myself, wow, I really did leave the world's greatest city. You know, maybe I was wrong. New York City isn't dead. In fact, it was better than it ever was. That's how fantastic New York was.
Well, what do you think when you see what's happening today?
It's just absolutely breaking my heart. The city's out of control. Businesses are closing in record numbers. Crime is out of control. There's dozens of shootings every week. Of course, taxes are out of control.
Yeah.
And New Yorkers are just fleeing from New York in record numbers. And while Rome is burning, what's Mayor de Blasio focusing his attention on? Writing Black Lives Matter on the street in front of Trump's building on Fifth Avenue. That's the child. That's the joke that this mayor actually is. You know, okay, now it's painted on the floor. Is bail now going to be placed on criminals who get arrested? Are the streets safer now that you painted that? Is your police department happy now that you painted the street with the name of an organization whose main goal it is to defund the police? Are the Jewish residents happier now that you painted the name of an anti-Semitic organization on the street? That's what this mayor is all about. That's what he's doing to the city.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I still don't understand what's happening. I mean, what's the solution? And is there an end in sight in your mind?
Is there an end in sight? You know, it's not just New York. You know, it's beyond sad when you think of it. Would any family, think of any family in the United States now, would any of them go on vacation in New York City, Portland, Seattle, San Francisco, Minneapolis, and of course, the deadliest of cities, Chicago, right? Children are getting killed daily. You turn on the news, they're getting killed daily in Chicago by gunfire. And what does their Democratic mayor do? She orders the removal of a Christopher Columbus statue.
In the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night while telling Trump she doesn't want help from the federal government in making her streets safer. And I'm watching this insanity in city after city, and I simply can't believe what I'm watching. I can't.
She's like, don't help me. And then like 15 people shot at a funeral.
I mean, can you believe it? It's impossible to believe. And do you know there's not a single Republican alderman, not a single one in the city of Chicago. Think about that. Not one out of 50, I believe. And this is what you get. This is what is happening in every major city controlled by the Democrats. They're literally one by one destroying our great cities. And it's hard to watch, and it's really hard to tolerate.
Why are they doing this? I mean, they know they won't get the police vote, so they want the people's. I don't get it. Is there a solution?
It's just everything anti-America, anti-capitalism, anti-Trump. They think by destroying our city somehow it's going to make Trump look bad. I don't get it. But I'll tell you this. When New Yorkers couldn't take the crime any longer in 1994, they woke up and they voted Giuliani in, despite the fact that New York City was overwhelmingly Democrat. And I would like to think that the law-abiding citizens of Chicago, Minneapolis, Portland, San Francisco, Seattle, New York, they're finally going to wake up and do the same thing that New Yorkers did in 1994 in order to save their city and vote these embarrassing, destructive liberals out of office. If not, they can continue to live in the mess that is their city. It's up to them, though. How about we take our first break of the hour? When we get back, we're going to talk to you about a recent decision by the 3rd DCA on material alterations that we kind of had a hand in. We'll recap and finish up with the HUD regulations we were speaking about 2 weeks ago. And, of course, we'll talk about any calls that come in, taking them at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Someday, you will need insurance, and for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. They're open every day, from renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities. All you need is Insurco. Get a free quote. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. Speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Call 954-846-1206. 954-846-1206. That's 954-846-1206.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations, and we are the clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your insurance program, call now 954-640-6225 and ask for Greg Waltz. 954-640-6225, Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group. Let us protect your association. Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Phone lines are full right now. But hold on, the number to call is 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585, to ask Eric, who is a professional and an expert on condos and HOA and community association law. But Eric, you are kind of half a meteorologist because in August you're going to be talking about the hurricane season in a seminar.
I'll tell you, I got all of our sponsors together, basically,
nice.
So many of them, and we put together a fantastic, I mean, this is going to be great. A hurricane education seminar on August 4th.
Okay? Ah.
August 4th starts at 7 o'clock p.m. And, of course, you attend it online from the comfort of your own home. You know, it's hurricane season. Just look out there. There's like four. There's one that's actually expected to come pretty close to us, perhaps by next week.
Yes.
I just saw that this morning.
Yeah.
And it's we're already off to an incredible season. So let's talk about what we assembled for you. Okay, here's the people that are going to be talking. We're going to start it off with Center State Bank. That's going to talk to you basically about borrowing money when you when everything goes bad and you don't realize just how bad your insurance deductible was. Of course, Best Roofing will be teaching about roofing and how to prevent damage to your roof starting now before the storm hits. Affinity Management is going to be teaching what type of plans to have in place before, during, and after the storm. Mac and Waltz, of course, is going to be there teaching you what you need to know now about your hurricane insurance and what to do after the storm. Stellar Public Adjusting is going to be teaching you what to do when your insurance company goes and tells you to pound sand. DSS Condo is going to be there to tell you how you need to hire someone to help you making those repairs, an owner's representative, and don't sign any contracts until you hear my class starting at 9 o'clock. And what's our class about? Okay, you basically selected your contractors. You're eager to sign and get the work going. But find out why you need to stop, slow down, and make sure that contract can come back to haunt you. Right? So I'll teach what you need to know about signing a contract and what needs to be in there when you start negotiating with your contractors. Now, all of that happens in one night. This is, we assembled all of this in one night. I mean, it's going to be really a fantastic seminar. How about this, Karen? We had 50 people register in the first hour.
Really?
Yeah, when we sent out an email. 50
oh my gosh.
People in the first hour. So I'm telling you, this is going to close out. No question in my mind. So if you want to sign up for the seminar, two ways to do it. One, you can send an email to Lydia, L-Y-D-I-A. Again, that's L-Y-D-I-A at condo-laws.com. Or call our office, call Glazer and Sachs, 954-983-1112. Again, 954-983-1112. And that's for the seminar on August 4th. Okay? All right. Let's do this. I really want to talk about something. I know the phones are stacked, but sometimes we got to teach what was in our original plan.
Right.
So several years ago, our firm was initially involved in a lawsuit representing many condominium unit owners against their association, alleging that material alterations were made without a 75% vote of the owners, right?
Uh-oh.
And you need that 75% vote first before the material alterations are made.
That's most documents say that?
Most documents say 75%. Yes, that's what I would say. And if your documents are silent, it's automatically 75%.
Uh-huh.
So we allege that the amount of the assessments for these material alterations were staggering and that the 75% vote, it was really only obtained after the group who bought all of these units once they were in foreclosure, now they own the 75% of the votes. And then they said, okay, now let's take the vote now. We're all in favor, right?
Uh-huh.
So the Dade County trial judge, the Honorable Jennifer Bailey, ruled that it really made no difference when the 75% vote was taken as long as it was taken. She said it's fine. It was taken after the all the material alterations were made, as long as it was taken. Who cares? And she ruled that the statute didn't specifically state that the vote needed to be taken before the material alterations were made. And again, the vote could be taken after the alterations were made.
Hmm.
Now, I argued that in response, that interpretation of the statute would lead potentially to an absurd result.
Right.
Now, suppose massive material alterations are made without a vote.
Right.
And the vote is eventually against the material alterations. Now what do you do?
Exactly.
Do you assess the people who didn't want the material alterations now to put the building back to the way it was? And if you're going to say the vote could be taken at any time, when would that deadline actually be for the 75% vote? Can you always say, no, eventually we're going to do it? It's okay? So I thought that interpretation was absurd.
Does the language actually say it needs to be taken before the alteration?
It does now. Remember, something I added into the statute.
Oh, you're so smart.
2 years ago.
So
right.
These issues were appealed, and now the appeals court has reached a decision after several years?
Yes, exactly. Now, our firm was not appellate counsel, nor were we the firm who represented the plaintiffs at these evidentiary hearings that the appellate decision refers to, but we did argue the vote needs to be taken before. That was like the major issue in the case. And last week, the Third District Court of Appeal ruled on this issue. Now, first, this is what you need to know if you're in a condo. The Third DCA clarified what a material alteration is. It said the term material alteration or addition means to palpably or perceptively vary or change the form, shape, elements, or specifications of a building from its original design or plan or existing conditions in such a manner as to appreciably affect or influence its function, use, or appearance.
Unless it's a camera.
Cameras, material alteration. Absolutely. Okay.
That's amazing. Yes. So now, what would become an obvious material alteration?
Okay. So here's some obvious material alterations, right? Changing the color of a building.
Yeah.
Changing the tennis courts to a parking lot.
Yeah.
Changing the library to an exercise room.
Uh-huh.
Removing a common element wall. Expanding the size of the lobby. Changing carpet to tile and vice versa. There's a lot of them.
Now, what if the board's making a repair and it's
right.
not a material alteration requiring a vote? And
yeah.
it's safety.
Yeah, exactly. Now, that's exactly right. That's exactly what the third DCA said. So the third DCA says repairs are not material alterations and that a board does not need a vote of the owners in order to make repairs, right? If the proposed work to the common elements constitutes ordinary maintenance, the board of directors has the authority to make those repairs on its own. No unit owner approval requirement is contained in the statute, okay? So that's, you know, very important what the court ruled, a repair. No, it's not a material alteration. No vote.
Okay, so the Third District Court of Appeal, now did it agree with you that the vote had to be taken before the material alterations were actually made?
And that's what I was really, I was waiting for this decision to come in, and yes, they did, Karen.
Well, your argument is like bulletproof.
Yeah. The court specifically rejected the argument that the statute permits ratification of the material alterations at any time, even after they were made. The court struck that down. The court said, we also reject the association's proposed interpretation of the statute because it would lead to an absurd result and defeat the statute's general prohibition of material alterations or substantial additions. Yes, in that regard, we were vindicated.
So, and that's what you argued at trial, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what I argued at the trial court. And the court said it's, of course, a well-settled principle. Courts should avoid interpreting a statute in a way which should ascribe to the legislature the legislature's intent, and they shouldn't do it in a way that creates an absurd result. They
right.
actually agreed that if you interpreted it that way, it would lead to an insane result, an absurd result, and an interpretation that furthers rather than obstructs the document's purpose should be favored. But the court even went on. Listen to what they said. If the 75% approval vote were truly permitted at any time, as the association contends, a condominium association could complete work on significant material alterations and substantial additions and then years later seek approval for the completed construction. If an association could approve material alterations or substantial additions at any time in the future after completion, it's unclear how there could ever be a violation of the statute, right? Because
right.
approval could always be pending. So therefore, we reject the association's reading of the statute. Thank God. Now, if you live in a condo, and especially if you're on a condo board of directors, you must read this decision. It's going to be up on our blog tomorrow because, you know, you have to think about this. This is what this case says now, okay? This is what's on the table. So let's imagine a 100-unit building. The board makes a material alteration without getting the 75% vote.
It's like they think they're Congress and they can just do it,
they
you know, that
they
represent
it, right?
the masses. But no.
But think of what this decision means now, right?
Yeah.
100-unit building. They change the color. They don't get the 75% vote. And after it's painted the other color, one out of the 100 stands up and say, I hate this color. I don't like it, right? I want it to be painted back to the original color it was. You never got the 75% vote beforehand, right? The board gets nervous, the board scurries, and the board gets 99 out of 100 to say, nope, we like the new color.
Doesn't
keep it.
Matter.
Well, guess what? Under this decision, the one lone standout wins.
Ah!
Okay? So I'm telling you, if you live in a condo, be very, very careful what you do now. If you're not sure that what you're about to do is a material alteration, you better, and I mean you better, get advice from counsel.
Timing is everything. Boy, because 99% like it, but they didn't vote on it in time.
It goes back if there's an objection, at least according to this decision. Okay.
So they're going to paint it back and then paint it back to the color that they want?
Don't, maybe. Or
that
maybe you're
going
to have
sense
to settle
either.
Out with that one owner,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So wait, you know, two different ways to skin a cat. But that's what this decision stands for. Be careful. It's going to be up on our blog tomorrow. You'll be able to click on it, and I certainly suggest that you read it. Let's do this. Now we'll wind up going back to the phones. We'll take our bottom of the hour break first. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, and in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new again. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10 year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. Let PD Painting handle all the details and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting at 888-416-3204. Again, that's 888-416-3204. Go to the website pdpaintinginc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting.
This message is for anyone who has taken on the important responsibility of becoming an officer or director in a homeowner or condominium association. It is also for the management companies who work closely with these caring people to make sure things are done the right way. Hello, I'm Gil Pomar, South Florida Regional President for CenterState Bank, now the second largest bank based in Florida. Our bank, CenterState Bank, has an amazing team of professionals who are exclusively dedicated to the homeowner and condo association market. Your job is not easy. There are repairs and new projects that need financing. There are legal and social issues that need to be understood. There are also technology and servicing issues that your residents want to be improved. Why not choose a bank that knows this business backward and forward? Why not have a local banker who will meet with you face to face whenever it is convenient for you or your board? CenterState Bank has over 2,000 associations as customers for a reason. Please give us a chance to earn your business. Call Terry Russo at 954-633-1666 to make it happen. CenterState Bank is an equal housing lender and a member of the FDIC.
Is your condo or HOA paying too much to heat the pool or spa? If so, now's the time to switch to geothermal technology with Symbiont Service Corporation. Geothermal technology with Symbiont Service is eco-friendly, green technology that harnesses the energy stored beneath the Earth's surface to heat and cool your swimming pool. Geothermal technology not only helps you reduce your carbon footprint, but rest assured, you can't beat geothermal for reliability and performance. It's even unaffected by air temperature. Best of all, Symbiont Service's geothermal solution heats like gas at a fraction of the cost and with a serviceable life expectancy of 15 to 20 years, which is 2 to 3 times as long as conventional pool heaters or more. And get this, geothermal technology by Symbiont Service can actually cool your pool in the summer months. Symbiont Service serves the entire state of Florida. Go geothermal now. Find out how Symbiont Service can heat or cool your pool and save you money. Call Symbiont Service at 800-881-4328. That's 800-881-4328. And to learn more about Symbiont Service and read the amazing customer reviews, visit geothermalflorida.com. If your association has ever been through a major restoration or renovation project, you know it can be a complicated, expensive, and stressful undertaking. Noise, dust, unexpected problems, and that C word no one wants to hear, change orders. But it doesn't have to be chaotic. DSS Condo is here to help you through the condo project management process. Most projects go over schedule and over budget. Without an expert, independent advocate in their corner, associations are exposed to cost overruns, low quality results, and long-term disruption for owners. DSS Condo is Florida's leading association project management firm. They provide tailored, expert construction management services for all types and sizes of association projects, helping you maintain control of the chaos. DSS Condo now offers customizable project management packages that can be modified to meet your association's needs and budget. And now services Miami, Broward, Palm Beach, and Collier counties. Contact DSS at 305-985-3772 or by visiting dsscondo.com. That's 305-985-3772.
All right, all you people. people on the phone. It's the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs. We are going to the phones. The number to call, we're booked right now, but 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Eric, the expert on condos and HOAs, take it away.
All right, Patrice in Miami. Thank you so much for holding, Patrice.
Yes, good morning, and thank you for your show.
Thank you.
I have an apartment in a condominium. The tenant transformed it as a big dumpster and damaged it. I sent the picture to the vice president of the board. Excuse me. She was horrified. What can I do to legally evict him as soon as possible because he represents a danger even for the community?
So and what did he do with the dumpster?
He owes me money on past rent.
Karen, I didn't get it. What happened with the dumpster?
Explain.
But what happened with the dumpster?
No, it transforms the apartment as a dumpster. Oh. You know, like the word hoard. You know, H-O-R-D.
Oh, hoarder.
It's a hoarder. I'm sorry, he turned it into a dumpster. Yeah. We deal with those types of cases all the time.
Now,
so the difference here is it's quite frankly potentially easier for you. You're the landlord. Do you have a written lease?
Yes.
Okay, probably. I haven't seen your lease, but probably there's something in the lease if you used even a standard phone lease.
It's a monthly.
Right, okay.
It was for 1 year. It was a lease for 1 year and automatically goes one month.
Okay, so the bottom line is there's probably language in your lease that requires the tenant to maintain the unit in good and proper condition. Instead,
I checked it.
Okay, so he became a hoarder. And, you know, unfortunately, we deal with these situations in condos all the time now. A little different when I represent a condo, but if you're doing it as the landlord, what you need to do is file an eviction action. And if he owes you money, a potentially breach of contract action. Now, there's been a moratorium in the Florida courts as to eviction actions, but I believe, as of now, as of this minute, I believe that's going to expire on August 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Not only are evictions you're going to be allowed to file, but mortgage foreclosure actions. And let me tell you, there is about to be, we're talking potentially tens of thousands of mortgage foreclosure actions and evictions.
I don't hear you very clearly.
Well, we said last month, but they postponed.
They postponed it another month. So, Patrice, bottom line, you need an attorney to file an eviction action against your tenant, okay? An eviction action, okay? A little too complicated to go into on the radio, but eviction and or a breach of contract action, and let a judge know what's going on, and a judge will order that the person vacate. The judge will issue what's called, he will direct the clerk to issue what's called a writ of possession. And if you can't and if the bottom line, if the tenant won't vacate of their own free will, oftentimes you got to get the county sheriff involved, and the sheriff goes in and puts their stuff on the street and posts a sign that says you can't come in. Happened many, many times.
Really?
Okay. You want to give us a call during the week? 954-983-1112. Again, 954-983-1112. 1112. Okay.
1112.
Thanks, Patrice. We got to go to Muriel in West Palm Beach. Is it Muriel West Palm?
Hi, Muriel.
Hello, this is Merle in West
Palm. Sorry, Merle. How are you, Merle?
That's okay. I know it's just an odd name, but in any case, two quick questions for you because I know time is of the essence. Our rules and regulations and bylaws are outdated. The board has gone around, sent a petition out, and saying that all we need is 50% of the unit owners, which is 88, to redo our declarations. And then the other question is, we just recently had a recall. On the fifth day of the meeting, two board members that were recalled resigned before the meeting that night, and we're just concerned about where we stand as far as the appointment of the two people that replace them on the recall ballot.
Okay, so let's deal with the recall first. The recall started, the recall was served, all the ballots were served on the board, right? And then instead of having the meeting, the two board members resigned. Okay, so in effect, it worked out. That's the bottom line. It worked out. The recall worked. So how many people are on the board all together? How big was the board?
So what about the replacement, too?
Well, hold on. That's why I'm asking you. How many people are on the board?
There's supposed to be 9.
Okay.
There was
so,
only 7 at the time. Recall
okay.
2.
Okay. So, Merle, here's the bottom line. Since you did not recall a majority of the board, you only recalled 2 of 9 or 2 of 7, the remaining board members get to appoint the 2 vacancies now. Okay? The remaining board members get to appoint those 2 board members. Now, in terms of your bylaws and stuff being outdated and the association telling you need 50% to redo them, now, I just get a little nervous when I hear the term redo. A lot of associations come in and say, well, they're old, the documents are old, we got to redo them. No, you don't have to redo them. The documents, just because they're old, don't mean they're completely invalid. What I tell associations is, hey, tell me the things you want to accomplish, right? And I'll help you get there. And while I'm kind of reviewing your documents, I'll tell you the 3 or 4 things that you should probably do in addition. Don't turn this into a project that's going to cost an insane amount of money to do. Set certain goals. Have your attorney review all certain things. Yes.
So what's the percentage of people that have to vote on it?
Don't know.
For it to pass?
Don't know. I'd have to look. Each of your documents may have different percentages. Your declaration may require 75%. Your bylaws may require only a majority. Don't know. There's no way for me to give you that answer without actually looking at your governing documents. Again, if you want us to take a look, give us a call, 954-983-1112. Again, 954-983-1112. Got to move on. Celine in Miami.
Yes, good morning, Eric and Karen.
Hello.
Good morning.
And Mazel Tov for your father-in-law.
Thank you so much.
I'm calling because I'm in my board as the VP, and we want to change the management company that we have.
Okay.
So we created a committee of 3 board members to look, you know, for new management company to do the search. And we got all the estimates from 5 different management company. And the committee would like to have a meeting just to look at the estimate and, you know, do a pre-selection. Before we meet again with the whole board, can we do it legally, or how it works as far as to get together as a 3-person in this committee?
How many people are on the board?
7.
7. So there's 3 board members. So what I would do is I would do it as 3 board members are meeting. If 3 of 7, are all of the 3 board members?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so the bottom line is your meeting is board members, not necessarily as committee members. That's how I see it. So if 3 of 7
okay.
board members are meeting, again, it's not a majority, no problem. I have no problem with that whatsoever. Okay?
And we don't have to post it?
No. I have
know,
no. If it's 3 of 7, I'm going with no. Okay?
And if the 7 board members get together again to talk about all those management companies.
Now that's a meeting.
Now we have to post it, and we have to invite the whole condominium as a regular board meeting, right?
See how smart you are, Celine? You must be listening to the show for a long time.
Yay!
Right?
Yeah, I follow a lot of your classes, and believe me, I get so much educated.
Formidable.
So thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate it. Let's do this. Let's take our final break of the hour. I know we got Peggy holding, we got June holding, and many more. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First
request the technician's video of the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget, so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700.
Or visit the website cdri.net.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Praise and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Boy, Eric, you are so popular. The phones are loaded, but when they do free up a little bit after you answer some calls about condo and HOA questions, give us a call, 877-850-8585. Don't wait till the end.
All right. A great email came in because there's a brand new case that discusses it. So we get an email from Mo who writes in and says, under approval of sale and leasing, our bylaw states as follows. The association may require a background investigation as to the prospective owner's finances, credit history, criminal history, residential history, or otherwise. Is the board okay to interpret otherwise to mean we can request other documents such as tax returns and bank statements? Now, this is great. Why? Brand new case that was decided, let's see, June 12th. In Naples, in Collier County, by the Honorable Lynn Nicola, Tamara Lynn Nicola. And it's a case where the Condominium Association of Crescent Beach Condominium Association asked a plaintiff by the name of David Metch for his tax returns. And he fought it.
Wow.
And the bottom line, what did the court say? There is absolutely no reason for the association to demand a person's tax returns. Huh. Okay, for the association to demand a an applicant's tax returns. What possible information are you going to learn on the tax returns that's going to give you a better perspective of the defendant, of the applicant who has already given you permission to run a background check and a credit
check? Ask the Democrats that same question about Trump.
Right, exactly. We wrote about this, and that's what people were writing in on the blog. Eric, you should send this decision to Donald quickly. So here the court says, certainly the association is not at liberty to adopt arbitrary or capricious rules bearing no relationship to the health, happiness, and enjoyment of life of the various unit owners. And in the case at hand, that's exactly what Crescent Beach did.
Ah.
They want the owner's tax returns, and they created a rule with which to obtain them. Nothing about this requirement has anything to do with the health, happiness, or enjoyment of life of any of the owners.
Is there board president Cynthia?
You saw that Geico commercial. Right? I thought it was fantastic. Some attorneys were actually offended.
I love it.
I'm like, come on, lighten up. It's a great commercial.
I see you've met Cynthia.
We got to get Cynthia on this show.
I would love to.
Hysterical. All right. Who do we got left? Peggy in Coconut Creek.
Hey, Peggy.
Hello.
Hey, Peggy. How are you?
I'm good. I live in an HOA, and we have 94 townhouses. And a question I'm going to ask, you already covered a number of times about annual meetings.
Yep.
And I called our property management about our date of our annual meeting for this year, and they didn't set a date, so I left a message on our president's door to say that last year our meeting was on May 22nd, and we're 2 months late. And the property manager stopped by my house to say that they're going to delay the annual meeting because of the virus, and they're going to see when the positive count go down, so maybe the end of the year, where I said, well, that's no excuse not to have a meeting because I listened to a radio program on Sunday. And he says, well, don't believe everything that you hear on the radio. Our management lawyer said it was okay to delay, where I interrupted the gentleman and said that the gentleman on the radio is a lawyer with his own firm, and he deals with condo and HOA laws, and we can have our annual meeting by computers. And then his tone sort of changed, but then he went into excuses to say that a board member doesn't have a computer.
Right. Peggy, let me cut you off.
Yeah.
Okay, let me cut you off because I'm honored that you quoted me, but I don't know if we were quoted 100% correctly. Okay, so let me give everybody the lowdown on where we're at in terms of this. Normally, let's put the coronavirus on the side for a second, okay? Normally, there's a case out there that says you have no choice. You have to have your annual meeting on the date provided in your bylaws. Why? Because if you don't and you use a different date, then it's as if you amended the bylaws. You chose a different date. And if you didn't amend the bylaws with a vote of the members, then you violated the documents by not having it on the date that it's required in there. Okay? So ordinarily, absolutely, you have to have your annual meeting on the date provided in the bylaws. Now, we have the coronavirus comes in. When the coronavirus comes in, the governor issued a state of emergency. The DBPR, and even though they have no jurisdiction over HOAs, but attorneys who practice in this area, all agree basically when a state of emergency was declared, the new emergency power statute for condos and HOAs click in. One of the things that boards have the power to do under the emergency power statute, cancel all meetings. Okay? So what does cancel all meetings mean? All meetings is an annual meeting. So I think while a state of emergency is declared by the governor and it's still in effect, probably legal to cancel the annual meeting. Now, a lot of associations are opting not to do that. They're saying, no, just because there's a state of emergency doesn't mean that we have to cancel the meeting. We can use technology and get it done. But is an association breaking the rules by doing that? I don't think so. I think the emergency power statute gives them some leeway in this regard, and I can't see a judge ruling against an association at this point. Okay? Sorry for the confusion, Peggy, but that's the way I'm going. How about we go with June in Royal Palm?
Hello?
Yes, June. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you. We just recently recalled two board members from our board. There were seven people on the board. On the fifth day that they had until 5 days to be recalled. We had a phone message, that's how the meeting was going to be, that on the fifth day we had that it was posted outside and everything. And when we got on the phone, there was nothing. 2 days they changed the meeting, reposted for 2 days later. We were told then that the two board members resigned on the day that they had their fifth day. Never received a letter, nothing, no resignation as to the date. Of course, you can change, put any date you want. But to me, that there was no verification.
June, you obviously live in the same association that one of our callers called in from earlier in the show. Same exact question. The bottom line is those two board members who submitted their resignation, they're done. The remainder of the board members get to fill the vacancy. That's the bottom line on that one. Spent enough time on that from the prior caller. How about we go to Pat and Tamarack? Pat, how are you?
Bearing me. My question is, we have a new board has to be put in on October 1st, and nobody wants to run. We have a 72-unit building, and not one person put their name in.
Wow.
What
okay,
happened?
So I believe according to the arbitration decisions out there, the old board, right, technically
right.
stays in place, okay? They would be considered like the de facto board, or there might even be a rollover board. I'd have to look at the arbitration decisions. Karen, why would nobody want to be on the board? It
I have
pays
no idea.
So well.
I mean, yeah,
so
it pays so well.
So even if they resign, they still have this.
Well, no. If they resign, it's something else. If they submitted resignations,
nobody wants to
story.
Run.
So now nobody wants
a
it.
Conservator?
So, a receiver.
And
let me tell you,
what does that cost?
So you don't want to know.
Oh Lord.
So the bottom line is this.
People put your name in.
Pat, let me tell you what's going on. So the bottom line is if the members of the community, any member, can petition the court. The statute requires the posting of a sign, basically warning the association, if there's not going to be a board, I'm going to ask the court to appoint a receiver. So when a receiver comes in, someone like me gets appointed to actually be your board of directors, to make all the decisions. And a board of directors does it for free. I don't. That's the bottom line. So you wind up paying a lot of money per hour for an attorney to manage your board of, to be actually be your board of directors, whereas if you have volunteers, it's done for free. I can't stress enough, try to get anybody, you know, wake up the drunk guy in the condo and tell him to be president. But the bottom line is you don't want the board to be controlled by a receiver because the costs get completely out of hand, may require the passage of a special assessment. So that's what you want to avoid, okay? You can tell all your community that that's what I said, okay? How about we go to Barry in Miami.
Yeah, hi, Eric.
How are
question.
You?
Our board is going to have a special members meeting to amend the declaration. It's going to be done through DocuSign. I know that meets the Federal Uniform Transactions Electronic Act. But it doesn't meet 61B or 718. Is it still okay?
They're going to be voting by proxy?
Yes, it's going to be limited. I'm sorry if I didn't say this. Limited proxies. You can do it by mail, you know, sign the hard copy.
Yeah.
But another method is through DocuSign via limited proxies.
Right. So I'm obviously somewhat familiar with DocuSign, but it's basically if you can install an app on your phone, on your computer basically, that allows you to just have your name printed out on that paper. The statute
right.
says sign. It has not been addressed yet as to whether DocuSign is actually appropriate. Let me ask you this question. I'm asking out of ignorance. Is it any way possible that someone can use my signature to DocuSign a document? If the answer is yes,
I don't believe.
Okay.
I don't know. It hasn't been sent to us an email, but I don't think so.
If it can be verified that the signature was in fact genuine, even after the fact, if you get an affidavit from that person said I DocuSign this. then I'd have no problem accepting it. For those that don't know, DocuSign is basically you're signing a document by computer. It actually prints out your name on a screen that looks like a signature, but it's not really a signature. Your computer actually did it. Do I think it could be done? Okay, yeah, I think it could be done if it could be there.
14-day notice or none of those requirements.
Well, that's a different story. That's a different story. If they didn't do the posting correctly, then that could void the whole process. That's a different story. But, Barry, we got to run. It brings us to the end of a wild and crazy show today. Awesome. Kept me going. Wow, I'm exhausted, but so appreciative that you guys call in. Have a wonderful, healthy, and safe week. Be smart, wear your masks, and we'll speak to you again next Sunday on Condo Craze and HOAs at 11 a.m. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Eric.
Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget, so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700.
Or visit the website, cdri.net.